This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Hayabusa. Save 20% off with code APRILNUTS at HayabusaFight.com.
Glory. Get 10% off Glory 30 with code G30MMANUTS.
Host Papa. Save 15% off hosting with code MMANUTS.
Save 20% off with code MMANUTS at ProtectTheBed.com.
DefenseSoap.com. Serious soap for serious athletes. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, I'm MMA Nuts, episode 287.
287!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Back row of the MMA show, by my fans, for my fans, we're walking line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening?
Well, we haven't talked about the weather the last few shows, so I will go ahead and do that right now, because I'm so happy. The weather in Chicago has finally become nice. 70s. Sunny.
I'm fucking air conditioning.
Yeah, you do have these. I don't miss that part, because usually in the summer, it's fucking right here, these two spots, probably the coldest in the house.
Right? Yeah, for sure.
It's like, it's 89 degrees outside, and we're wearing sweatshirts, but it's not quite good. That hot. But I love it. I've been outside all weekend. I'm feeling good. Life's good.
That's right. All tan.
Burnt.
Working hard in the field. That's or right. Something.
He's got his seeds out on his. I come over. Kitchen counters, seeds everywhere.
Mapping all, out a garden for yes. Vegetables.
Amazing.
Got all my shit. Getting ready to do some digging. I'm expanding the garden by another 6 feet.
Okay.
I think I'm going to be 38 feet by Whoa. 6 feet.
That's a big garden. You got any goats out there?
Yeah. Kevin's a fucking cunt.
That's right. It's a cunt free zone, Matt. So, yeah. Life's good. But
what?
That being said, let's discuss a little bit of this UFC on Fox.
This UFC action that just happened.
Teixeira versus Evans headlining, which was supposed to be 12 different other people on this card that didn't actually fight.
Didn't quite work out. Too bland.
No. And it was free. So
Yeah. Hey, how about the new uniforms? Did you not notice the design change?
Okay.
I was so stoked. The striping is a little less noticeable. It only sticks on one leg. It doesn't make a full cross across the body now to the other leg.
Yes. Matt notices shit. I would have never noticed it. Otherwise, 100 events and never noticed they were different. And I was like, check that out. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's weird.
We're 9 months in. The first design change ever.
Yeah.
Still can't tell black from white, though.
Oh, why do they have to mix it? Why can't you just... Black shorts, white shorts. Why does it have to be in between?
It's the new style, Ingo. We're trying to sell inventory.
The Mike Tyson tattoo. Tribal on your face.
I can't wait to see what they'll do at the 12-month mark. I'm sure it'll be something revolutionary, like white with black.
Ooh. Amazing. Although, I did notice some of the people's names were different colors. Like, Rose had, like, a reddish thing with green top. And then Gloverhead is Brazilian yellow and blue, or green, sorry.
I mean, they're doing some country type stuff.
Country stuff, yeah. So it's, you know, baby steps, man. Baby steps.
It's so weird. When would you... I just find the whole thing curious. If you were Reebok or the UFC, wouldn't you want to be updating that shit? Especially when you've heard all the feedback and it's not positive.
Perhaps.
Maybe just try some, I don't know, a different design. Or was that their effort, what we just saw?
That was it.
Let's see one and see if anybody notices.
There's one guy.
I noticed.
Like, I'm going to put, stripe right there.
I'm going to cut it a little short.
See.
Genius!
Yes, perfect. Every time.
Print it!
It puts like a little dot, a black dot. Done. That'll be 100,000.
God, I want to sit in that boardroom to see how that fucking conversation goes. Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
Holy shit.
You would have to think that this is planned.
It's a comedy, I think, at this point.
Planned, what do you call that? Planned incompetence? Yes.
Comedy of errors.
That's right. So there must be a reason.
They're spelling names right?
That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So should we talk about some of the fights?
Yes.
Sorry. So what else? We have Rose got her win.
She did.
And here's the weird thing. We're watching that fight, and we may be a little bit off, but what'd you score it?
30-27.
That's what I had.
Yes.
Everybody else had it 29-28, and it seemed to be... Even the judges had some weird scores.
Yes.
Because one of the judges gave the first round to Rose, the second round to Rose, and I think the third round to Tisha. I don't know.
That's not the fight I watched. I thought Rose handled it pretty well the entire time. I mean, you know.
Yeah, Torres landed one big shot in the first round, and it wasn't. I saw it 30-27.
I'm with you.
So,
but so that at least she won. So yeah.
Nurmagomedov gets the win.
Yeah, quite quickly. I don't know, dude. That guy's weird. I don't think he can stay healthy. I think he can hold the belt. I was telling you last night. He can hold the belt, but I don't think he's like a Dominic Cruz or Cain Velasquez. He's never going to stay healthy. It's weird, though, that he's similar, isn't it? Is it strange that he's similar to those guys in some way? Does it have anything to do with training, perhaps?
Well, it's that AKA style, which is weird because, you know, Luke Rockhold hasn't gotten injured.
Not yet.
I'm just throwing it out there. Mm.
Daniel Although, wasn't Cormier. He super injured for his last fight, supposedly, or
he
something?
He had the HIV or lupus.
Because Weidman had an injury, and then he had an injury.
Now he had
that was worse.
The flu. Oh. I think Weidman had a broken foot, a torn rectum.
I don't know.
Maybe
sand in his vagina.
Yeah.
Don't kill me.
I don't like Weidman now. I'm so over him.
Well,
I was rooting for the underdog.
Yeah.
He was a champion. I like Luke Rockhold. I don't have a problem with that guy.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's a sexy bastard.
Yes.
Guy gets chicks.
Probably. Easily. Must be nice. I always wonder, if you're a fighter, you know, just the whole aura, imagine you're on TV just for a little while. Even if you get your ass kicked, it'd probably be pretty easy to get chicks.
Yeah. imagine you're Sage Northcutt, right? And you're still in college.
I'm not sure that guy's betting for that team, though. He might be betting for the other team.
Well, just who cares?
Whatever.
Here we go.
Dick's in his mouth.
Thanks.
Thank you.
2 minutes in. That's what I was saying pre-show. Said how long before we start talking about Dick Scott? Someone's going to suck the dick. And you'll start it again.
Sorry. I think about dicks a lot. So
see?
Every time I say dicks, you should just drink.
Dicks. That's the new drinking game?
Maybe.
Apparently. We'll move right along then. Get right on that. Glover Teixeira versus Rashad Evans.
Yes.
What happened?
Dude, I feel like right now.
Yes.
I was watching the replay on, I don't know, YouTube or whatever. Dude, that Glover's got a shit ton of power, like, in close.
Yes.
Holy fuck. That wasn't a big punch. It was just kind of, but it had everything behind it. Body, lower body, upper body, hips, and the whole nine, bam! And you just go, wow, that's a lot of power. I want to see him fight Rumble, big time. Oh, I want to see that shit.
That's the fight he was calling for afterwards. He said, hey, that's the money fight for me. I want it. It looked like Rumble was in the audience smiling.
Big old head.
Take that, fuck yeah.
Bucket head.
He's got. Poor Rashad. I feel bad for the guy. He had a real emotional post-fight interview with someone. Where he was on the verge of crying, holding back the tears, trying to figure out what his next plan was. And he was saying he felt like he was fighting himself in there. And it's almost where you're seeing a fighter finally realize that age has crept up with him. And he's at that crossroads of what the fuck do I need to do right now?
Yeah, he said. I think he said, I know it was the same interview, I read this article. Mm-hmm. He loves fighting and this is what he wants to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, at this level, it's tough, man. Like, maybe he should go to Bellator.
That's the thing. You could go over there, make a ton of money.
Yes.
Sellable name. Mm-hmm. Probably could be champion.
Tito, you know? Who else is over there? Tito over there still?
Yeah.
He is, right? Yeah. Do a little Tito action. Did they ever fight? I don't remember. Oh, yes. I think they did.
Fuck. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think he might have. Did he get KO'd by Tito? Or was that Ryan Bader? I can't remember. Anyways.
Well, Tito beat Bader. I remember that.
Yeah, that was okay. That's what I remember, yeah.
So
it's a shame, because I remember he was in the mix and had the belt and the whole nine. He was very
I think it was all that John Jones shit, and it seemed like that fucked him up.
Oh, yeah.
Both these guys are 36, too, Glover and Rashad.
Yeah.
It just seemed like Rashad was a step slower, and he got pinned against the cage, and that was it. It was a quick night.
That inside hook, I mean, I'm surprised. There was not much, there wasn't a huge amount of movement on that punch, but he fucking, I don't know where he pulls that power from. Crazy.
Bam! Nice.
Put him down.
God.
Yeah. Strong as shit. So, Rashad, you know, I don't know, but Glover, give him Rumble, and then if he wins, give him the belt. That's what I'm saying. Well, the fight anyways. So, but John Jones, interesting.
He wrecked him the last time.
Yeah.
You remember he wrenched his arm? He did that weird torque thing on it. I don't know. I think John, you know, he's got to fight OSP and
see what happens.
Gets the interim title if he wins, and then fights Cormier, and then probably fights Rumble. Then he's effectively wiped out the entire 205. And then it's time for him to move to heavyweight.
Okay. Matt's got it all planned out.
Yeah, I want to see John at heavyweight. He's so young that him at heavyweight, good Lord.
It could be scary.
And Rumble could go up to heavyweight, too, and do a lot of damage. So I wouldn't mind seeing him. He's done it before. You know, he fought Arlovsky out there and broke his jaw.
Yeah, the fight game is so crazy. They're putting their bodies out there all the time, and it's like eventually, like you said with Rashad, it just runs out. I mean,
yeah,
I feel like that's where he's
happen,
at.
Right?
So, and his chin, dude, he's been getting knocked out more and more. It's just happening, you know. I think once the chin starts to go, he didn't really take a lot of punishment in that fight. That was one good punch, and it was
so on the button.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, how does that leave him moving forward? You know, how quickly does he come back? Light heavyweight. That's why I like the heavier. Dude, there's finality to that shit. You know,
of course,
heavyweight,
and that's
light heavyweight.
Always.
Yes.
And you always see the decline when you look at how the fights get finished. Heavyweights, KO, it's the highest percentage, and it starts going down and down. I mean, the little guys, it's just...
Decision.
The power is decision. Just not there.
No.
And I think that's part of the reason and the size of why no one likes the little guys.
Yeah.
I mean, the technique is definitely there, but gives a shit. I think we like Freak Show, man.
We do.
I like the weirdest... What was the one fight we were talking about last week? Kimbo and Vanderlei, right? Yeah.
Why not?
What the fuck? I'm in.
Do it.
And the consensus on Facebook was, yeah, we want to see this. I think then that's kind of goes into this
Stand
question
bang.
Of are we seeing a resurgence in Freak Show fights? It seems that we're getting some more of those. I mean, you know, we had the Kimbo, Ken Shamrock. We had the Hoist Gracie, Ken Shamrock, Kimbo, whatever, Dada. But it seems like there's a theme, and whatever happens in Ryzen, I know that happened over the weekend. Gabby Garcia had another fight, and she won via armbar and just mauling some smaller chick. But the Kimbo versus Vanderlei, a lot of people want to see that.
I'm in.
Exactly.
I like it. Do it.
It's different.
Why not?
Right? It doesn't all have to be sanitized. It doesn't have to be... Nope. For the belt, it just has to be fun, right?
Yeah, and then there's the other side of the coin, the purists who are like, oh, it's a sport and it needs to be respected and it should be for the belt and there should be all... come on, you guys are entertainers, I think, first.
Yes.
Right? You definitely have a hand up on somebody like in wrestling or whatever. I'm not saying that it's wrestling, but you're entertainers. You are prize fighters. Yep. That's why they call them prize fighters, because there's a prize and there's a fighter. Combined together, the prize comes first, you know?
And look how the UFC is treating the titles, as we've talked, too.
Yeah.
Interim belt here, interim belt there. Fucking belts don't even mean anything anymore.
Mm-mm.
And title shots aren't earned. They're given to who's going to sell the most pay-per-views.
Who barks the loudest.
Right. It doesn't fucking matter. Chael proved that one.
Oh, yes.
Barks the loudest.
Why not?
I do. Okay, fight Anderson Silva.
Once, I'm okay
twice.
With that.
Twice. Fight John Jones. Yeah, I don't give a shit. Right. I just want to see... What would be the most interesting fight? And it doesn't have to be title. It just has to be style or weird or whatever, man.
Yeah, I want to be able to go into watching a fight and say, fuck that guy, and I hope this guy kills him.
Right.
Or I'm like, I'm just ready to be entertained because I don't know what's going to happen. I don't want to go in like, oh, there's the belt.
Yeah. Oh, great. It's a title fight. Great. Awesome. Okay, Javier Dos Anjos.
Who cares? No. I want to have something invested.
Sure.
You know?
I want to hate a guy or I want to like a guy.
Hate or love or just be ready to be a spectacle, you know, to that.
Sure.
Brock Lesnar fucking anytime, whatever. You know. Bring back Brock.
Sure. I'm fucking in.
We'll see.
Him, Shane Carwin. He's ready to come back.
Shane? Oh, he's got all those back problems.
He's good for one more.
Okay.
You can come back
got
all
36 seconds of cardio. Oh, I'm tired.
I don't know what a Shane Carwin looks like post-USADA.
That is a great question. Probably not as big.
I thought he had a little issue. I thought he was indicted in some
Jesus
steroid ring. Wasn't his name being circulated?
I don't recall, but maybe.
I'm just saying. It's a legend. It's a legend.
While we're on the topic of heavyweights, mm-hmm. here's a bit of good news. Mark Hunt, 42, yes. signing a six-fight deal. It's reportedly worth millions. How do you feel, Matt?
I love it. Here's a guy who, when the UFC was back when they bought Pride, and you know, Mark Hunt was at a crux, the UFC basically offered him an out to mm-hmm. stop fighting. Like, fuck it, I still want to fight. And there was a time where he was sub 500. I think that was at the time. And then mm-hmm. I think the first fight in the UFC, I want to say that might have been Sean McCorkle.
Yes, he got
where he got his arm wrecked. And then he went on a run for a while. And he couldn't, for me, one of my favorite fighters. I love this guy. Mm-hmm. He's a...
man of many words.
Of course. You see, he actually speaks now more, but yeah. I used to love his post-fight interviews. Like, Mark, you just knocked this guy out in classic fashion. How does it feel? How do you like watching your handiwork? Yeah. Couldn't get nothing else. No. Now he's a little more articulate, but yeah. Fuck, man. The guy, how many walk-off KOs does that guy do?
A lot. Yeah, a lot.
And you can't let him go to Bellator. I mean, you could.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a smart move.
It's a bad move. The heavyweight division is very thin. I was just looking through this last week for some reason. I'm like, wow, there's no big stars there. There's guys who are kind of, but then there's injuries and all this shit. I'd say Mark Hunt is the number one star in the heavyweight division at this point. I mean, who could you name that's bigger? I don't know.
I'm thinking.
Anyone come to mind?
Not Verdum.
Nope.
Not Miocic.
Nope.
Not Arlovsky.
Nope.
Not Overeem.
Mm-mm.
Who's going to walk off KO you? It's fucking Mark Hunt. The challenge is he's 42.
Yes.
But we are seeing a bit of a resurgence with the guys who are totally natural.
It's a good thing.
Mark Hunt, totally natural.
According to him, that's the story. I would not guess that guy does any sort of steroids.
No. So. I remember when TRT was legal and we were telling him about it. He's like, maybe I should get on that. Oh, could you imagine a Mark Hunt on the shit? God.
Like a Roy Nelson
Fuck.
On the shit.
Imagine. Yeah. Him. Yeah. I like it.
I'm a fan.
I like it.
Good.
So last week, we were talking about Ken Shamrock and pontificating mm-hmm. on, hey, what happened with that bare knuckle boxing match?
Yes.
That is still in the works.
No
my
way.
Friend.
Okay.
Him and James Quinn.
Summertime?
September.
Ooh.
We are still slotted for a 52-year-old Ken Shamrock.
Is this in a cage or what's happening?
I'm not quite sure.
In the streets?
It might be in the streets.
On a farm?
But it's fair play. I told you a couple weeks ago I was watching some of this bare knuckle boxing.
Yeah.
They are straight up as far as the rules go. Like,
okay.
Hey, no nonsense. Let's
okay.
keep it all on
okay.
up
it's
up.
A gentleman's game.
Yeah.
But just no gloves.
That. Sure.
Okay, good. Old school.
Yes. I don't know at this point if that guy should continue fighting. I will.
Are they going to drug test for this shit?
No.
No way.
I don't know what the league is. I think it's bare knuckle boxing league or something. But
okay.
A 52-year-old Ken Shamrock who's been fighting since fucking before UFC 1. You think he should continue fighting?
No.
I mean.
No. No.
Hey.
No, but the thing is, that's all he knows, so it's kind
yeah,
of...
Yeah, that's the tough thing is you don't want to stop a guy from doing something he loves, but at some point, you need to stop a guy from doing something he loves.
His opponent is how old, do you know?
I don't know how old James is, but...
Okay.
Let's say late 30s or early 40s.
Okay. Yeah.
I would say he's probably within... range of
okay.
acceptable if it was a...
Not like a 20-year-old?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not going to be...
Killer.
He should not be anywhere near... I think he's got to be 40 or older anybody that he's fighting right now.
Okay.
You know, that would be fair in my mind. But,
gotcha.
And if, let him do all the drugs he wants. I'm okay with that. But where do you draw the line with the people now?
Well...
Do you say 50? You shouldn't fight past 50.
I think age, yeah, I mean, it's tough.
Because wasn't there some woman that was in her 70s that got
70s.
KO'd or
what?
Something?
What? No, I don't
came
know.
Back to fight again. Once
don't recall that
fighting,
one.
But
70-year-old fucking fighter?
Come on.
That's crazy.
You're going to break shit.
It's a young person's game.
It
so
is.
So, I mean, shit, I'm a fan of 45 being the cutoff. But at the same time, are you going to stop somebody? I don't know.
Dan Henderson. Yeah. And Randy Couture was up there. Randy was still productive, right?
He was.
Pre-USADA.
Well, he had a blood doctor.
Thank
remember.
You. Make everyone sure should.
His
I
levels
were
correct. Do you? Okay. I need one.
I get a blood test every month. Okay. I test five different things.
Perfect. A walking lab experiment. Over
hey,
here.
Every month. Let's adjust this.
Yes. Tweak this. You'll never get it perfect. You always got to keep adjusting.
It's such a fucking maniacal set of shit. We keep tweaking. Keep adjusting and see what happens.
I think one day they'll invent a pill. You just take it. It doesn't. It's different for everyone. Whenever you take it, it just levels everything.
That'd be perfect.
It just knows.
It's so hard to get everything. There's an optimal range that you want to be in for everything. But if you get one thing optimal, then something goes not. And then you got to take something else to get that optimal, and then see what happens to everything else. So it's a constant battle.
Yeah. And in the meantime, you just get fucking jacked. It's ready to bench cars.
I don't know about that.
All right.
All good. Hey. So what else do you have on the drug testing front?
Drug testing front?
Yes. Mr. Machida.
Oh, yes. Let's talk about Lyoto Machida. Apologized recently for his USADA violation. Apparently, he was not aware that DHEA was a banned supplement, which he was taking something called 7-Keto. Mm-hmm. Which contained DHEA. It's listed as an anabolic agent. I believe it's one of those like precursors for boosts, testosterone precursor kind of thing, if I'm not mistaken. So, I don't know. My first thought was when I read this, I was like, oh, yeah, here's another fucking guy who's like, oh, I didn't do it. And then I read more into it, and I'm going, oh, okay, maybe he didn't really even know. I mean, you said he gave a list, right, of stuff?
Yeah, he put it down, like, here's what I'm taking, and that was on the list of shit you shouldn't be taking.
Yeah.
But here we go again. I don't want to, it seems every week we're fucking talking about USADA. It's never going to go away, but this is way different than, I mean, if I'm buying something at a GNC, I should be able to take that.
I agree with you.
If it's
legal over the counter, why can't you take it?
It's the restrictions on these fighters, because now we're at the point, if you're a fighter, I would almost be scared to take anything. I looked at the list of shit that's banned.
Is it long?
It's crazy.
Okay.
It's crazy long. And then if you look at the shit of tainted supplements, that's crazy long. And then if you're questioning what supplements to take, you have to send it to a third party, because USADA won't even test it for you. Unless you failed the drug test first, then they'll test it for you.
Mm.
So the onus is all on the fighter, 100%.
That's scary. Because you'd think if it's legal, it should be legal, right?
Right.
And it's very scary.
Or else we need to create a store that looks out for the fighter and tests everything. So anything you buy at my store, I'm going to guarantee you is legitimate. And if you fail any drug tests, we're going to pay all your fines.
Ooh, interesting. That's a big...
That's a big statement. I mean, you would have to be testing supplements constantly. And, you know, I don't even know if anybody could make that guarantee. Because think about the other times. I think it was the guy that's managing the whole USADA relationship that was on the Rogan podcast talking about the lines. Even these supplement companies, they're running clean product, but... Say another company used the line before them with all sorts of steroids, didn't clean the line. Now you run your shit through that line.
Fuck.
Now this 80-year-old woman is jacked to her titties. Looks like Uber, for fuck's sake.
Yes.
And it wasn't necessarily your fault. They just didn't do the proper job of cleaning everything. Mm-hmm. Fuck.
Scary.
It's just, we're at the point of ridiculousness, and it needs to stop. I need you to fucking fuck off. I'm sorry. I can't even take it anymore.
Okay.
I'm trying to be calm about this. It's pissing me off. And then the other thing is, all these fighters are jumping every other fighter's shit without not even knowing what the fuck is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, Yoel Romero has tainted supplements. Tainted supplements, gets a reduced sentence, 6 months. Tim Kennedy comes out and says, that guy should have had a lifetime ban. The fucking cheater.
Whoa. Okay.
Lyoto Machida comes out. Everyone's jumping his shit. Dan Henderson was supposed to fight him. And then Dan Henderson calls him a piece of shit.
Yes. Disrespectful piece of shit.
Fuck. Taking DHEA. I don't know exactly what the fuck it is, but I can buy it at the GNC or any supplement.
We should get
store.
Some of that. Does it, if it really works, I'm in. Let's do it. Get jacked!
Yeah. it's not. I mean, it's one of those things where if you were on. Who was that doctor? I think it was James Gordon was on the Joe Rogan podcast. He said, if you're on testosterone replacement therapy,
yes.
There's two other things you got to look at. Your DHEA level and your pronegnolone. Did I say that right? Pregnenolone levels. Because those could drop. Mm-hmm. But it's sold at a supplement store.
Mm-hmm.
We will take it.
I agree. Unfortunately, we missed out on a great fight because of that. What do you think he's going to get? 6 months? Year? 2 years? 12? Lifetime ban?
Who knows at this point? Wow. Because it's on a list.
Yes.
You should know what's on the list. The list is ridiculous.
Yeah. Was there a... Yeah. You said you can look this list up?
I'm going to say 2 weeks.
Two-week suspension.
I should be in charge of USADA.
I like it.
I'm going to give him a therapeutic use exemption.
There you go.
For drinking his own urine and DHEA.
Perfect.
Whatever. It's make it stop. It's the migraine headache that just keeps coming and does not stop releasing.
Okay. I'm with you.
All right, let's move along. I got to get out of the drug test.
Great. Let me tell you about another migraine headache,
please.
Apparently. Reebok is apparently a major factor in why Georges St-Pierre is currently having troubles agreeing to a contract with the UFC. Apparently, he is saying that his previous contract is a little bit older, yeah. And it allowed him to make a lot of money from sponsors, and the Reebok thing is just fucking all that up, and it's a big, big problem. Although he was very positive in saying that he's still in good graces with the UFC. Mm-hmm. They're cool, but they're just having a problem with this particular area. So very much ready to fight, Matt, apparently.
Well, I wonder, wasn't he an Under Armour athlete?
Yes.
Excuse me. And I wonder if he's still contracted under them.
Could be.
I know he's a Hayabusa athlete.
Yep.
Cha-ching. 20% off.
Code MMA Nuts.
Oh, April Nuts. Nuts.
Yes.
HayabusaFight.com. But get that
fucking
in.
Horning out there.
Yeah, whatever. Nice. In the fucking NASCAR MMA.
Yes.
Well, here's the question. Is it even going to fucking matter? He's got enough power where he could make a change, though.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Definitely. He's huge. He's a Conor McGregor level type athlete.
Yes.
You know? So he could come in and fuck, you know, I don't know. I got a special deal. Could you negotiate that? I wonder.
Hmm. Well, the UFC would have to go back to Reebok, but can you not give people the option?
Yeah.
Say, hey, maybe they don't have an exclusive. Maybe they give a little bit back to Reebok to not have the exclusive. They're making all the other whatever shirts and any other apparel it looks like now, right?
Yes.
On UFC.com or the UFC store.
Across the board, pretty much.
So, why not just open it up again? Maybe just a little bit. But fucking look at the NBA. They just finally said, you know what? We've been missing out on all this sponsorship money. So now they're going to allow one sponsor, I think, per jersey. I forgot what it was. Maybe a 2-inch by 3-inch.
Yeah.
You know, patch that's going to go on one of their shoulders starting in maybe 2017 or something.
I like it.
So, you know, here's the UFC trying to be... We want to look like all the other sports, and now all the other sports are trying to look like NASCAR. So, he's got their shit backwards, but hopefully GSP can swing a big stick.
He does.
He likes the dinosaurs. The Gigantosaurus.
Did you watch that show? No.
No, I haven't seen it.
I
saw the preview. Where he's, hey, the Gigantosaurus. What is he talking about?
Yes.
And they have the subtitles because you can't understand what the fuck
No,
GSP
I told
is
you. He's not going to be able to understand him. Fucking no clue what he's saying.
But he's amazed, and that's probably going to make for great TV.
Of course.
Fucking dinosaurs.
Is he wearing his hat?
I didn't see him with the hat on. He was just bald-headed in the previous
Jacques Cousteau hat.
Yeah.
I like it. Good for you, GSP.
Yeah, get
find
paid.
Those aliens.
Find those aliens, those dinosaur bones, whatever right. else it takes.
And dicks in your mouth.
Ah,
see, bitch. Once again.
BJ Penn versus Dennis Seaver at UFC 199 on June 4th. Ingo, do you like this matchup?
No.
BJ Penn, he's coming out of retirement.
Oh, my God.
Greg Jackson's. Why are you? Ready to do work.
He's BJ Penn. They should not be fighting. No disrespect to Dennis Seaver. I got your shirt. I feel like he comes back. He needs to fight a big-name guy. He's old. He's old school. He's well-known. He's loved. Put on a money fight. We need a Diaz fucking McGregor type shit. Not this Dennis Seaver shit.
You're talking crazy. I think this is a perfect fight for him. Mid-tier level. BJ Penn, I looked back at... Here's an interesting stat. We were at the last fight that he won... in 2010, Ingo.
Matt Hughes?
Yes.
That was awesome. He, like, ran away. He's like, I'm done. I'm out of here. You gotta go back. Okay, fine.
November yes. of 2010 was his last win.
That was fucking 6 years ago. Holy shit, almost. That's right. Crazy.
Yes.
Wow.
So, I'm saying I'm okay with a little mid-tier competition for him to come back with.
Okay.
This is the first time he's had... a legitimate training camp that he's at where he's not putting on his own show with his own training partners. He's got world champion training partners.
Jackson's, right?
Yes, world champion coaches.
Jackson Winklejohns.
So, I don't know. The only question in my mind is, what fucking weight class are we at? Please tell me we're at 155. This better not be a 145. That will hurt my feelings.
I think it's a 145 pound.
I don't like that.
I think, if I recall.
But... I want to see a BJ Penn with the Greg Jackson training and
I
Greg Jackson cornering.
We'll see.
Kick his ass, BJ! No. Here's what you need to do.
Right. We'll see. As long as he doesn't have that wacky-ass stand-up thing he's doing.
Fucking. Oh, maybe that's the new thing. They're honing in at the straight-up...
bare-knuckle boxer
it
from
works,
the 1920s.
It works so good in training camp. Yeah, because no one wants to fucking challenge you.
All right.
I'm in for that.
So. Okay, well.
Moving right along, then.
Yes.
USADA, random drug testing, watch and go. Feels so epic. 314 athletes tested, 502 tests, 4.87 tests per day. Anderson Silva leading the pack with 11 tests.
Wow.
Holly Holm and Misha Tate still tied for second with 6 tests. Thiago Alves, Vitor Belfort, Dominic Cruz, Anthony Johnson, and Conor McGregor all tied for third with 5 tests each.
Yeah. A lot of testing, Matt.
Sure is.
Wow.
I feel so bad for these fighters. Get no sleep. It's 6 a.m. Knock, knock, knock. Wake up, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Give me your blood and urine.
Mm-hmm. Piss in the cup.
Yeah. Okay. Seaman.
Seaman?
Seaman.
Seaman.
So... We'll keep moving along. I'll keep this going. We were talking about Reebok. We've been talking about USADA. We're at the 9-month mark, a little past it, for the implementation of both of those programs in the UFC. What do you think is hurting the UFC more right now? Is it Reebok or is it USADA?
I'm going to have to go ahead and say USADA at this point. Reebok is just supplying the outfits. It's just what it looks like. But USADA seems to be meddling in the shit that the substance of the whole thing, which is the matchups and who the guys fight, and everyone's running around
performance
all
performance of the fighters,
yes,
right?
Yes.
That's getting fucked
I don't
up
like
too.
It. The product is not the same. I was very much against the whole steroid era, and now I'm going, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I should have.
Maybe it should have been on my game plan.
That's right.
This is going to fucking ruin the sport.
It has diluted things, Jesus and everyone
Christ.
Looks different, and they're not able to do what they used to do. I'd like to see them fucking take a dick.
See? Or a steroid! That's just us.
That's right.
Well, Reebok's a challenge, too, because now you lose fighters, because no one wants to stick with the UFC. So from the standpoint of the UFC holding all the cards or all the fighters, they're not. You... Benson Henderson, mm-hmm. Josh Thompson, Phil Davis, Matt Mitrione, Probably Roy McDonald is probably the
sounds
next
like he's
one.
Gone.
You know, he's gonna fight out against Stephen Wonderboy.
Do you
Thompson.
Imagine GSP goes to Bellator?
Why not?
Well,
he might have to
pay him the big monies.
You make a ton.
Wants
of
to get
money.
Paid, man.
And talk about a snafu for Bellator if they could pull that fucker
dude.
Off. Oh my god, dude! Jesus we have Christ. GSP. What do you got?
Exactly.
Or if they could steal a Conor McGregor.
They could do it if they had enough cash.
If they have enough cash.
Be interesting.
But that Viacom money, they could do that.
I mean, that would shut the UFC down if they lost all their pay-per-view stars. There wouldn't be...
Well, that's the funny thing, right? UFC said it's not about the fighter. It's all about the brand. And I think that's what they were telling Matt Mitrione. He said, oh, we're done.
Yeah.
Tap out. And
that's not true. It's about the fighter.
Yeah, you don't have... I get you have a brand, but... No fighter, no UFC. Mm-hmm. And no one to sell pay-per-view, no UFC.
Exactly.
We're not going to show up just to see fighter versus fighter.
No.
Unless you're going to bring spectacle, right?
Mm-hmm. Then you have to have alligators fighting human beings. Or
whatever.
You know,
right?
It's not two humans, yeah. No, that's always the thing of the weird about the fight game is the heels and the heroes and all these in-betweens. It constantly changes. It isn't like sports when you watch football or, you know, baseball, basketball, whatever. You kind of know what's going to happen. With the fighters, some fights, maybe one guy's good, bad, who knows? It depends who he's matching up with. And the fans need that. You need to be, what does it say, polarized? That's right.
Right.
You don't have that, it doesn't fucking work.
No. We got the brand. We got the production. Okay, do you have any fighters left?
Yes, exactly. The bland. They're bringing the bland.
They are.
In 2016.
Vanilla UFC. Enjoy.
Yes.
Reebok's really adding to that flavor, too.
Do you think Reebok's more adding to that versus USADA? Or they're equally shitty?
See, that's where I struggle to say if which one hurts more. If I'm a fighter, Jesus Christ, I don't even know at this point.
Yeah.
I gotta say Reebok, probably.
The money
hurts me. Yeah, the money's gonna hurt. I mean... Yeah, I could probably stop taking the steroids or whatever I'm taking, but...
What steroids, Matt? No one's taking steroids.
No, not at all. 90% of them not taking anything.
No.
But the money makes the biggest difference.
Sure.
You know, you only have X amount of years in this game, and maybe even less when you look at the long-term effects of all the head injuries and the CTE and whatever's going to happen with that. Don't all know, but... You got to make your coin. You got to make a lot of it. And, you know, 10 and 10. I think Miles Jury was on Inside MMA with Mauro Ranallo and Bass Rutten again talking about his post from a year ago trying to lay out, you know, as a, whatever it is, a 10 and 10 fighter. Here are all my costs. And if I win, I think I make $5,500. I lose, I make $1,500. Wow. So how are you going to live off of that amount of money?
You can't.
When you fight, you know, 2-3 times a year, you're fucking making $5,000 a fight, if that. Doesn't make sense to be a fighter.
Nope.
You get sponsorships, yeah. You can make whatever. Now you're under a USADA regime, too, where, oh, Jesus Christ, I drank a coffee this morning. I failed my drug test!
Yes. Spike with horse semen.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It had sugar in it. Oh, my God, happens. Sugar is banned. I didn't know sugar was banned. So, getting ridiculous. Yeah, other news?
Or? Oh, one last thing. Yes, I was going to ask your opinion about this Joe Carvalho dying in the TKO loss with the Conor McGregor teammate. It doesn't sound like there's been any negligence in the whole thing, but it seems like my question really is, it's a sad story, and our hearts obviously go out to him and his family. How long before something like this happens in a UFC or Bellator? Major, major event. Someone
it
literally
just happened in Bellator, right? Dada 5000
well,
died.
He's still alive. So.
Twice.
Yes.
But he came back to life.
He's back. It's like a cat. You know,
right.
A big fucking cat.
I have 9 lives, all right?
Yes.
I used 2 of them that night. Yep. 7 more, I'm ready to go. Yep. I'll fight fucking Kimbo again.
But, I mean, it's going to happen, right? Do you think it's coming sooner than later? Someone will die in the cage or after the cage? Or?
Well, the weird thing was with Dada, he did die and they really didn't raise that much. Mm-hmm. Eyebrows. I think, again, MMA is a fringe sport.
Yeah.
And I prefer it to be a fringe. It doesn't have to be fucking mainstream. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. No, and even when we talked about legalizing MMA in New York, all the ridiculous shit that all those assembly people said, mainstream media does not cover it. I think the only place that this really has an effect is Ireland, because they already had a hard time putting on MMA shows.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And Zuffa / UFC has reached out to Ireland to say, hey, if you guys need help with regulation, we'll help you. Mm-hmm. We'll help you get your shit together. But,
okay.
I mean, are we going to see it over here? I don't know. I don't think so. I think the weight cutting, we've already seen problems with that. And we've seen people die from that. I think that's going to... I think we're going to... Well, 1FC, right? They had someone die from the weight cutting, and they made some pretty steep changes
they
to
did.
Everything.
Yeah, you're right about that, yeah.
But I don't think you're going to see one from Impact.
No.
Unless it's another Dada 5000 situation where someone 100% out of shape gets in there. But then, you know what? It goes back to weight cutting.
Yeah.
In this case, because it was a dehydration issue.
Yes.
And a kidney shutdown, so.
I agree. Okay.
We shall see.
Interesting. Very sad.
Yeah. I don't like to hear that negative
stuff.
Or people pistol whipping people. So I'm not even going to mention names. Gonna say, someone got arrested for it
at a strip club.
Yep. And UFC 200 not gonna get an epic title fight, I guess.
Really?
Rafael Dos Anjos. It was announced he's gonna be fighting Eddie Alvarez on July 7th, so a couple days before UFC 200, which is weird.
Is that a numbered card?
No, it's just a fight night.
Oh, weird.
So they got that title fight, and then UFC also said that Robbie Lawler is going to be fighting Tyron Woodley at UFC 201 or 202. They're not quite sure yet. So, where's this mind-blowing fight?
GSP, it's coming.
Not if he's got all that contract shit going on.
I got time left.
They're going to cancel the Reebok deal. They're going to cancel USADA. We're going to go back to the way it was. Soccer kicks.
Sign GSP.
That's right. Free GSP. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I had anything else newsworthy.
I'm good.
Here.
Got nothing else on my end.
Let's just go right into Ask the Nuts. Moving along. Katie Christensen asks, hey, Nuts, what are your day jobs? Your bosses know you call people twats and talk about gay rape on a weekly basis?
Oh, brother. Well, I'm not sure about the answer to that question. Maybe. And I'm in sales for a living during the day.
So this is it for me. I am a fucking 100% MMA nuts.
Yes.
Been so for 3 years. When I was working in a legitimate world, I was a buyer / category manager for a company. Mm-hmm. In charge of many millions of dollars, which is so ridiculous. I totaled it out over my career. I spent $500 million buying laptop computers and selling them through the internet.
Nice.
And various other.
By laptop
mostly
computers,
laptops.
He really means cocaine.
But I did get called into my boss's office once with one of our videos pulled up.
Really?
Hey, is this you? Like, yep. Elsie says, okay. there's a healthy fear of me by some of the people that I work with. And maybe I happen to have a couple grappling matches with people in the middle of the office. I did guillotine somebody. Because people sometimes get lippy, and then you're just fucking around, and one thing turns to another. Next thing you know, someone shoots a takedown on you, and then you fucking guillotine them. And are you done?
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the day, the guy's in a couple offices next to you, like, coughing, or then Pete talking all his shit, like, you want to throw down right now?
Yes.
Let's fucking get after it.
Exactly.
And then you fucking, you get a little grappling match going, and then, like, so you know, Matt's on top, and,
making it happen.
Maybe Matt people shouldn't be talking shit to Matt right
That's
now.
That's right. Don't fuck with him.
And then people get a little bit afraid. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Just a little bit. It happens.
It's all good. Mm-hmm. Ethan Wall on Twitter asks, he says, hey, is that Matt at the 13-second mark in this video of John Jones? Nothing compares. Oh, I will dial up said video. I'm at the 8-second mark.
It does look like you. That totally looks like you.
It could be.
The epic beard. Was that you?
And that's what he said. He said, I think he said pound sign epic beard.
Absolutely.
No, it's not me. But
okay. He does have an epic beard. I'm waiting to see if you're going to cut that shit off. It's getting hot already.
Fuck, I don't even care. 1 year, Ingo. I'm doing 1 year.
Okay.
Maybe. Aside from Roy Nelson and Mark Hunt, can you name some fighters who Khabib could not pick up in body slam?
Could not?
Yeah.
Well, anybody above his weight class, perhaps.
Ronda Rousey.
Yes. I got nobody else.
All right.
Weird question.
Gravity vexed. Do you think that all UFC fighters get a free Fight Pass membership, and which fighter watches Fight Pass archives the most?
Wasn't there a big controversy about that?
Yeah, I think it was Holly Holm.
Didn't have Fight Pass?
I don't think the UFC gives them a shit. I think you gotta buy everything.
Now they do, though.
Do they?
I think they changed that. That's so all the fighters get Fight Pass now.
Hmm.
So that was a big deal.
Do I get Fight Pass?
You have it.
I have it, but I should be.
You must pay for
free.
Said Fight Pass.
You get all the pay-per-views for free.
Nope, didn't happen.
I don't think I've ever asked. I should ask for that. Can I have all pay-per-views for free? I'm asking right now, UFC.
They're not giving you shit.
Fuck that guy. Fuck him and his USADA allegations, his Reebok allegations, his steroid wanting, his pride rule wanting. Fuck that guy. Mm-hmm. And fuck Michael Bisping while we're at it.
Right.
That son of a bitch.
Freezing my balls off right now. Oh my god, it's so cold.
Which fighter watches Fight Pass archives most? Probably Dominic Cruz. He seems to be the most analytical.
Dominic Cruz.
Trainer, Edmund Tavarian. You're doing great, champ. Keep it up. More of the same. Should that work out well when that woman gets back to fight? Brandon Mason asks, which fight on UFC 200 are you looking forward to the most? I'll list them out for you. Diaz versus McGregor 2, Aldo versus Edgar, Tate versus Nunes, Velasquez versus Brown, Hendricks versus Gastelum, Musasi versus Brunson, Sanchez versus Lozon.
I like that one. I'm looking forward to that one. Diego Sanchez?
Yes.
Oh, that's going to be a barn burner,
dude.
I can
just stop there. That'll agree with you.
I like that one.
You have two guys who like the bleed. Oh, Sanchez
yes.
More than that.
Yes.
Probably have the most fight of the night, submission of the night, KO performance, whatever the fuck we're going to call it of the night. Bonus money. I know Lozon was way up there. I think Sanchez is pretty close to being way up there, too. Fuck yeah.
Sanchez not above just biting down and going, fuck it.
Yeah.
It could be crazy. It could be Sanchez, Clay Guida. Remember that?
Yeah.
Fucking shit on
TV. And the
free
sad
TV.
Thing is, I don't even think that's on the main card.
No way.
Come on.
Bypass. Maybe.
You tell me that. Well, I'll knock Hendricks versus Gastelum off that fucking card.
I'm not that excited about that.
I'd even knock Velasquez off of Brown because I don't think Velasquez is going to fucking make it to that
He's
fight.
Not gonna
that
get
fight's going to get knocked off on its own and then Lozon versus fucking. Sanchez is going to get bumped up.
I like it.
Right along. That was the last question.
Nice.
We're right into knowledge. Anything said this week?
Nothing this week. What about you?
I got nothing.
Knowledge is power?
Sure. We're powered by knowledge, right?
Sometimes. Yeah. So, that's been this week's edition of My Nuts. My name's Ingo Wyatt.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.